Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be sunshine. We'll have a high of about 73 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 56. It's 57 in Burlington, 56 Milwaukee, also 56 degrees in Racine. A Racine Interfaith Coalition prayer vigil Sunday night in the 1800 block of House Street was to remember a three-year-old boy, Jeremiah Pitt, who died of a gunshot wound inside the home with a front porch that contained stuffed animals, balloons, candles, and posted messages. Reverend Tony Larson saying what makes it even more tragic was that he was just a little boy with so much ahead.
Give us the strength to not just shake our heads and say another sad statistic, but to commit ourselves, to recommit ourselves, to do what we can to become makers of peace. Let us work so that violence is not the resort to the conflicts. We always know that there will be problems and conflicts, but that doesn't need to happen.
The mother of the little boy, Lakia Russell, showed up toward the end of the gathering, stood with family and friends, at times with a stunned look on her face, but otherwise with few words.
This is sad what happened to my son, but I know I have to be strong because I have two more children to be strong for. It's just sad. It's so sad. I wish he was here. Maybe he's looking down on all of this.
Racine police last week saying that a person of interest had been taken into custody, but to date, no charges have been filed, even with the weapon involved reportedly gathered as evidence. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department reporting that the floodwater on the Fox River is getting lower and that the Highway F closure was removed over the weekend, making the bridge in that area just west of it passable once again. Village of Summers, Town of Wheatland, they have well testing kits available for residents urged to disinfect as well their well systems as soon as possible. Kenosha County's Health Department, the nursing staff, they're going to be available with tetanus vaccinations at the former Silver Lake Village Hall on South First Street, along with cleanup and well test kits. Meanwhile, the American Red Cross has opened up a shelter in Salem as of noon yesterday. That's on Antioch Road in Kenosha County. Trained caseworkers available to provide food, housing assistance until all the needs of those affected are met. Just a reminder, the Red Cross, they offer their services through the donations of people in the community. You can do that by contacting the Red Cross, directing it to the local Red Cross chapter via Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee. 53233 is the zip code. There was a near tragedy on the fast-moving Fox River near Silver Lake in western Kenosha County late Sunday afternoon. Three young kayakers lost control as they hit swifter waters under the bridge just north of the Fox River Park area. Because of existing river conditions from last week's heavy rain, the immediate response involved sheriff's deputies, firefighters, paramedics, rescue personnel with boats. By the time those first responders arrived, though, all three of the victims had gotten themselves out of the river. Rescue personnel, though, did stick around to make sure they were okay and that no others had been involved. This incident happened despite the warning to stay away from the swollen river and its fast current. A lot of the roads near the Fox River in Kenosha County do remain closed, but a number of motorists have also driven around posted signs and barricades since the flooding began, several people getting stuck in the high water. Well, it's maybe happened to you once or maybe more times coming across the scene of a traffic crash, and the desire is to get out of your vehicle, see either what happened or to help in some way. But State Department of Transportation says too many people are doing it without thinking and without looking in all directions.
When someone witnesses a crash or comes upon a crash scene, it's easy to become so focused on the event you lose sight of other potential dangers around you. So we're just asking drivers to use caution and think about their own safety and that of their passengers. Even something that starts as a minor crash can quickly evolve into something much more serious if a Good Samaritan is hit or their passengers are injured by other vehicles.
That's David Papps, director of the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety. It happens to all of us. Phone rings, you get a caller ID that says it's coming from Racine or Kenosha or a city nearby, and when you pick it up and you answer it, it's a scam. WRJN's Janet Hoff reports.
The Better Business Bureau says more than 7,500 different phone scams have been reported across the country since January, compared to only 1,000 reported during all of last year. Wisconsin BBB CEO and President Jim Temmer says once you pick up your phone for a scam call, your number is listed as active and they will continue to call. Some advice: if you have caller ID, don't answer calls from numbers you don't recognize. Legitimate callers will probably leave a message. Beware of the automated automated calls that tell you to press 9 to be taken off the list. That also tells scammers that it's an active number and won't stop them from calling. Beware of scammers impersonating legitimate businesses and charities. If you want to do business with those organizations independently, look up their number and call them. And join the Do Not Call registry. At least it will keep legitimate telemarketers
from calling you. Well, not exactly the ideal conditions for the Racine Ironman 70.3 triathlon Sunday morning, starting with Lake Michigan's 51-degree water temperature, canceling the swim portion. That left the 56-mile bike ride to western Racine County and back, and then the 13.1-mile run.
First place, a man who's having one heck of a year, from Australia with a time of 3:10:35. Let's hear it for our new champion, Sam Appleton. And our new champion here at Ironman 70.3 Racine, she has won just about everything she has raced in this year. And your defending 70.3 world champion, let's hear it for Holly Lawrence with a time of 3:39:31.
Holly Lawrence, the first woman to finish, said even without the swim, that was torture, noting the wind and the battle she had to the end with runner-up Jody Robertson.
So we identified...
Overall winner Sam Appleton, fifth in the Ironman World Championships last fall. He talked afterward about having to adapt physically and mentally to the changing circumstances. Both Lawrence and Appleton touring pros, each getting $10,000. Top local finisher, 14th District Racine Alderman, Jason Meekma. It's Salmonorama. After day two, the leaderboard has Stephen Miller, the overall top leader with the biggest fish, 27.67, a Chinook. The onshore division winner, the leader at this point, Natalie Chin, a 25.05-pound Chinook salmon. Of course, the competition continues. Owner of the one-time Shane Raleigh Sports Complex at Highway 11 west of the interstate in Racine County, most recently calling it Home Run Heaven Sports Complex, they're hoping to get some revenue out of the site for up to a dozen different events over the next year. There's an agenda for the Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee that includes a site plan review for such events as car shows and weddings, dog shows, rodeos, music festivals, family and private parties. It's a 6 o'clock meeting, the auditorium of the Eyesgrove Office Complex, open to the public. Kenosha City Council tonight meeting at 7 o'clock at the Municipal Building, and it's a full agenda. Hotly debated the topic of fire pit burning with certain restrictions. A lot of people do it now anyway. They violate the current ordinance. They're going to talk about maybe amending the ordinance. How to fill the 8th District seat vacated when Kevin Matheson moved into the Village of Summers. Mayor Antaramian's request to create a flood emergency grant program through a pair of existing loan programs. And Gorman & Company's development and purchase agreements on the Heritage House building, the former Elks Club, and plans to renovate that into a boutique hotel. Well, you've been hearing about the emerald ash borer and the ash tree problem in southeast Wisconsin for the past few years. May not truly understand just how bad it is. Bad enough that City of Racine residents might be getting removal notices. Racine City Forester Matt Kepnick telling the Park and Rec Board that in addition to city-owned land, there's a lot of private properties that have ash trees, many that have EAB.
These are trees that could fall into roads, on sidewalks, across property lines, into alleys. We do have ordinance in place which allows me to condemn any ash tree on private property regardless of whether or not it's going to impact one of those public areas or not. I have been working with the purchasing department and the information technology folks to get lined up so that I can start implementing some sort of a strategic approach to this.
He indicated private property owners could be getting notice about having to remove ash trees by hiring a contractor, or the city will do it under contract and add the cost to tax bills. Said public safety with ash trees on private property is going to be a priority going forward. He also noted that in addition to the ash tree problem, there's a situation with Norway maples. Said they're dying at a higher rate for various reasons. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.